with Bill Conklin from the Ingham County Road Commission. Bill, how are you? Bill, are you with us? I think we're going to try and get Bill Conklin from the Ingham County Road Commission. 651. It's currently 32 degrees. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, thanks for coming on board. You know what was interesting? As I was driving in, I noticed a lot of salt trucks out, and I thought it was curious because it was 33 degrees, and I didn't see anything. And so I mentioned this on the radio, and we got several calls that there was black ice out on the roads, and I figured I'd better give you a call. I apologize for calling so early this morning, but can you tell us what you're seeing out there and what you've done to combat this challenge?
What you really have in a morning like this is bridge decks. We've gotten some reports of some bridge decks that have iced up. That can happen in a very short time period. Basically just happened right after around 6 o'clock. The temps can drop down in certain areas, and a given bridge deck can ice up really quickly, and we've got a few salt trucks coming out to put some salt on those. Right after the sun comes up, of course, the temperatures will rise, and that'll turn back to just being moisture. But, at this time of year, you can get some moisture on the roads that turns to ice on fairly short notice in the early morning hours. And we've got a couple salt trucks out to put some salt on that.
Well, it seems so mild out, but that just gave me a warning that when we get around these freezing temperatures, you never know what's out there, and you just have to take it slow and easy.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend. Anywhere that looks moist, there could be a little bit of ice formation there, and folks are going to want to take it slow, but we do have some trucks out to hit some of those shiny spots. If it looks shiny, it could be slippery.
Well, how do you determine this? Do you send folks out when the weather is a little bit chilly like this? Do you get reports in? How do you know when to react?
Well, next week we have our night shift starting. We have not yet started our night shift. We typically start that the week after Thanksgiving, and so we're going to be having people out. We're going to have three trucks out throughout the night for the next, for the winter season. So we have a night patrol out, but on mornings like this, early season, we get calls from law enforcement, and our supervisors go out and have a look. They've got thermometers in their trucks that take temperature of the road, and they usually immediately go to the spots that are susceptible to this, such as the bridge decks, and make a determination calling people as necessary.
And before I let you go, what are you in? I didn't know that. I didn't know that you regularly had three guys that were patrolling the roads, if you will, even if there isn't precipitation in the forecast.
Yeah, during the winter season. Yeah, that starts after Thanksgiving. We typically get these conditions almost every night, so we have them out, and that way they're able to assess and react immediately without law enforcement having to call us or anything. So that's what we typically do. And if we do get snow, they start reacting to that even quicker.
All right. I know no one can predict the weather, but from what you understand, have you geared up and stocked up with the salt? Are we going to have a mild winter? Is it going to be heavy? Do you have any indication on where we might be with that?
Well, these early season weather forecasts, I think they call it either La Niña or La Niña. I believe one that causes more moisture is what's expected for this year. So from what I'm hearing, we're supposed to have a fairly moist winter, which means snow. Of course, it's always pretty much a wild card to predict, but we're gearing up for it. We're geared up every year this time of year for snow, and so whatever Mother Nature throws our way, we'll be ready for it.
All right, Bill, I appreciate the time so much. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Have a good morning.